Okay, turn your radio up.
Good morning, gentle freaks.
Who are you calling a freak?
You and your whole freak show.
You're a freak.
Freak.
Well, that definitely is clarifying.
What a freak.
Freaky.
I'll tell you what's freaky.
Freaky hump day.
Never heard of it.
We're trying something new.
The grassroots spiral campaign.
Now your freak flag's flying. Let the freak out begin.
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
I've been called a freak before for my opinions, but you know what? It's never offended me. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today because I want to introduce you to somebody that you need to know, especially as we come to election time. But let me throw this out to you real quick. Today's poll question, as if you missed it earlier in the show, will American military forces, will they reinvade Afghanistan? What do you think? Will we be in Afghanistan fighting Al-Qaeda again? Not should we, but will we? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Yesterday's poll question, thank you so much for getting in there. And yes, it tells you that you already voted, but it's just a glitch. Your votes are being counted. 62% of those participating, which of these issues do you think should have the top priority for the city council? For the Reno City Council, spending America's rescue plan funds, strengthening Nevada's workforce and supporting small businesses, and revitalizing the state's economy. The economy that was shut down by a dictator with no evidence, with manipulated numbers. Yeah, it's taken us how long to get to this point? 18 months. A lot of people say when things happen, sue. Just sue. Just get a lawyer. But when it comes to court decisions, it's not always the lawyers that we have to keep an eye on, keep a watch on. It's the judges. I get hundreds of calls, texts, emails during elections, people asking for help with the judges. Who do I vote for? What do these people stand for? We don't know. Judges don't like to be in the limelight. They don't like to be in the spotlight. We don't know how they voted. So I want to introduce you to an amazing man by the name of Alex Falcone. Alex, thank you so much for joining me on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for having me on the show. Glad to be here.
So I want people to write this down so you have it for the future because you will love the site. Our Nevada Judges. .com. OurNevadaJudges.com. Alex, first off, give me a little brief bio of what you do.
So, what I do is I run the organization, and it's just something that I do on the side. I have a full-time job. I'm an Amazon engineer. But the Our Nevada Judges organization does three big things. The first is it tracks statistically how often the judges are making mistakes. The second is that we actually go into the courtroom and provide electronic coverage of a variety of hearings. We're covering two or three dozen cases right now. And then the third is we do actual interviews of both attorneys and judges.
Okay, I asked the question wrong. So... Alex, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm a software engineer. I work for Amazon. That's my full-time job.
That is very cool. So you created OurNevadaJudges.com. and you use the algorithms and you use, you know, you go into the courts, you've got a team of people that work for you. But what was your inspiration to start a website like this?
Oh, well, my personal experience. I had to represent myself in a child custody case when I was going to college. Before I was an engineer, I had to get my degree just like anyone else, and I couldn't afford an attorney because I was a college student, so I had to represent myself. And as I did that, my judges started to make a lot of mistakes. I started to file appeals with the Supreme Court and win orders reversing the judges' mistakes. After I won 4 appeals, I started to wonder if there was some kind of statistical analysis on how often the judges make mistakes, because I was just alarmed by it. You know, you go into court thinking the judge knows the law and they apply the law correctly and whatever they say must be how it works. And to find out over and over again that they were making mistakes in my case was disturbing. So when I did my research, I found out that there was nothing out there. There was no resource that kept track of how often the judges make mistakes. And so I decided that I would be the one to create the resource. And that's how it all started.
That's pretty amazing, because right now we're in a time that is unprecedented when we're going to court. You know, everybody sues for everything, but right now people are suing for their rights. Their rights to, you know, the Constitution, the rights to what the law says. But we have judges that are appointed. We have judges that are elected, and it's just kind of this mishmash of our legal system. Why is tracking the judge so important?
Well, really, the reason it's so important is because people, you know, watch shows like yours and they form opinions and they elect officials to create laws that they are expecting are going to be applied. And to realize that, you know, you're voting and you're electing these politicians and they're passing statutes and the judges are not applying them correctly, I think is something that people need to be aware of. I mean, it's, what's the point of going out and voting if you win, you get the law you wanted, and then the judges don't apply it correctly, whether it's because they're not competent, whether it's because they just don't agree with it, it's deliberate, whether it's because they're overworked and they have too many cases and they just don't have time. This is something I think society needs to be aware of, that you are, you know, getting laws passed and you can go into court and the law is just not applied correctly.
Okay, but so let's talk about the law, Alex, because if you read the NRSs, if you read the codes, if you read the statutes and things, and I'm glad you're not a lawyer, that so now I can speak freely. The law is written so vaguely that, you know, in a lot of these court cases, it could go either way, and it depends literally on the judge.
That's another huge problem that I'm glad you're bringing up. I call it the problem of discretion, is when the judges are given way too much latitude. And the reason that I think it's not good is because it creates a situation where, as you said, the law is just hardly there, and it's really up to the random personality of the judge that's presiding over the case. And so I think if more people were aware of this, they wouldn't, you know, approve of it. And it creates issues where you'll get uneven rulings. You'll get different rulings from different judges in different cases, and it confuses people because most people think the law is a certain way, so it should be applied that way. And when they have too much discretion, that creates the situation that you just described. And that is more of a I would put more of that blame on the legislature than on the judge, because the legislature is the one that created that situation by creating, you know, statutes that were either too ambiguous or too contradictory, or by giving the judiciary way too much latitude in a particular area.
Alex, you're awesome. That's incredible. How is this helping people? Are people taking your references and your information and helping them fight in court?
They are. You know, I get messages all the time from people who've been inspired by the videos. They've learned from the videos. They've learned what to expect. It especially is helpful in reducing people's anxiety, because then they can actually see what it looks like. And then, of course, it opens people's minds up to the fact that their judge could make a mistake. A lot of people don't even think that's a possibility. They just think whatever the judge says is the law. And so that also helps people, because they can go in with a mindset that, you know, this judge may make a mistake. I may need to have it corrected. So it's helpful to people in a wide variety of ways.
You know, that's the thing, Alex, is the majority of people, the vast majority of people, never see themselves in front of a judge, never even consider the fact that they could have to go to court. And you're right, they're very nervous about that and stressed out. And so your mind kind of goes blank and you rely on the so-called professionals around you. Alex, I'm so glad I found you. Do you mind hanging on through the break? I'd love to continue this conversation for a few minutes.
Yeah, I have time. I'll hang on.
Thank you. All right. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We will be back with Alex Falcone, the creator, the founder of OurNevadaJudges.com.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. If you've ever seen yourself in a courtroom and you just didn't know what was going on and you don't even know a judge, let alone what they do, well, joining me right now is the founder and creator of OurNevadaJudges.com. You need to remember this, especially when elections come up and you start thinking to yourself, well, who is this judge I'm electing? What do they have the values that I have? Now, Alex Falcone, the creator and founder, is joining us right now. And I have to tell you, Alex, I found out about your location through Roger Hillegas because I've had him on the air talking about his court case and how, you know, he seems to keep having to go back to court for trying to save his mother from a nursing home. And we see a lot of cases with nursing homes. But I don't think people knew this resource of yours was out there. And I'm able to sit here and go through all of Roger's court appearances and find out information. And not just that, but looking at the cases that you have on your website, this Sam Toll versus Lance Gelman. I mean, these are some pretty interesting cases that people don't often hear about in the news. This is, how do I put this? People need this as a resource. How do you come up with the cases that you follow? Do people contact you and say, hey, you know, I think I'm being harassed by a judge, or, you know, I don't think I'm being represented right? What is your instinct to go for this? Because you obviously you can't track all of them.
Right. So we do get people that reach out, and that is one of the things that I consider in covering a case, because it's most of us have jobs and this isn't something we can do full time. So when we have somebody reach out, it's helpful to us because they can send us information and such, which makes it easier for us to cover it. I also have other criteria, like I like to cover new districts, new judges, new townships. So oftentimes that's a part of my consideration, is to just, I'm mainly trying to educate people on the judiciary. So I'm not necessarily always looking for the most sensational cases as much as I'm looking to expand coverage to new areas in the state and to new judges. I hope that answers your question.
Especially with new judges, because you're setting kind of a baseline so people know from when they started how they were making decisions to maybe 10, 20 years down the line into their career.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So do you do anything with former cases that go back in history?
I really don't, because I can't, the quality of the video and audio, what you're talking about are JABS recordings, and it's poor, and viewer engagement is a lot lower. So I try to cover new cases so I can get a high definition camera in there. Okay. And it does have an impact on viewer engagement.
I was curious because I'm working with a gentleman who's in prison who said his judge is corrupt and was bribed for the decision that he made because he was protecting himself and his family, and a gangbanger got killed. And so they gave him life in prison with no possibility of parole. So I was just curious if this could be a resource for him as well. How do people contact you? And is it you alone who makes the decision on what cases to follow? Or do you have a staff?
So I have two additional, mainly the only one that's really active is in Winnemucca, and his name is Glenn Baker. And so he does have residents in that region that reach out to him. And he has, on his own, autonomously decided to cover two cases. And I've been completely supportive of his decisions. So there's two cases right now in Winnemucca that Glenn is focusing on. And he sets up the camera over there and he sends me the footage and I publish it to the channel. But it would be nice if we had more people like him, especially in Reno, Lyon County, especially Elko, because that could be very helpful to me as well, so that we can, so that it's not just me, as you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So really, you're out there protecting people, so it would be in our best interest in the different counties to have somebody that would go in and do this. How do you stay up and running?
So it is difficult because it's been operating at a loss since 2014. But I mean, do what I can. Software engineers are paid really well, and so I'm grateful that Amazon has been able to take such good care of my family, and it's because of them that I can do this, because it is rather expensive. But I do also believe that eventually, within maybe 2 or 3 years, it should be able to financially support itself, which will make it possible for me to hire more staff. Because right now I only have one person that I consistently pay, which is a researcher, and the camera people are just kind of paid when they're needed. But I'm glad that you brought that up, because it is actually an issue that I do believe will sort itself out, but hasn't sorted itself out yet.
How can people donate to you or can contribute to the site to keep it going?
So they can go to the website directly and use the contribute tab. I actually like it when people go onto the YouTube and just click on the join button, because then it's only $3 a month. And I feel like it's so low that most people will forget about it. And we can actually more accurately sort of gauge our budget by our members, our channel members, because it's such a consistent revenue stream. So they could do it that way by joining on YouTube, or they can just do a one-time payment on the website. Both are appreciated.
Absolutely. Where can they find you on YouTube? Just putting in the same thing, Our Nevada Judges?
Yeah, we're on YouTube and Facebook under the same thing, Our Nevada Judges. Can't miss us.
Can't miss it. Can't forget the name either, OurNevadaJudges.com. Alex, thank you so much for joining me today on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. But more to the point, thank you for going through what you did and deciding to put something together for people to use as a resource, because this is something that is so needed in so many different realms, whether it be for voting or whether it be for people having their stories told and feeling as though they're receiving actual justice.
And thank you for bringing this issue up. And just before I go, I wanted to mention that the election of judges issue comes up a lot in Nevada. And if I guess the powers that be don't become more confident that the voters are more knowledgeable, they may take away the ability for voters here to even vote for judges. This is something that's seriously considered all the time in Nevada, is taking away the election of judges.
Yeah, the appointments, we need to do away with that, because you get a lot of political parties going in there. Oh, well, this person was appointed by Obama. This person was appointed by Trump. And it shouldn't be that way. There should be no political bias when it comes to the law and handing down these decisions. All right. Alex Falcone, thank you so much for all you do, and I appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Bye.
This is what we do. Find you the information that you need, because it's not always available where you think it's going to be. Lawyers, judges, your rights are being decided by people who were put into place by maybe a favor, by maybe a corrupt ballot. This is why we have to watch and track and rate. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
The storm is upon us. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here with me today because we've been giving out all kinds of great information. And I think people are appreciating it and waking up. So I just got this quick email. Classes on ballot harvesting need to be organized and I want in. But then I got this text that just said, unethical. Well, that pretty much sums up the Democrat Communist Party of America and the decisions that Democrat governors are making all across this country and how Republican governors are fighting back. Look at the election integrity laws that were just passed and signed into law by Governor Abbott. Texas is secure. And people are not happy. Why would you not want election integrity? Hello? 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer our poll question today. Do you think the American military will reinvade Afghanistan to fight Al-Qaeda? As we are coming up on the 20th anniversary of the reason that we were there in the first place. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Mike this morning. Wants to talk about September 11th. Hi, Mike. Thanks for being on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Monica. Yeah, people should think about 9/11 and what are the rights and freedoms that we've lost since then because of 9/11. So did we beat them or they really beat us?
Look at it. Was it because so many people are still, you know, we were attacked, you know, still looking at the fact, who were we attacked by?
We weren't attacked by Afghanistan. Most of the people, if you believe in the 9/11 story, were from Saudi Arabia. And as far as I know, we've never bombed them yet.
Yeah. You know, there's so much greater going on here, but people just watched the media, they watched the news coverage, and they were brainwashed.
Yep. And then on a preparedness note, on September 18th, CB Preppers were having a free class for canning. It's going to be from 10 to 2 at 88 Cups in Minden. And it's a free class. You don't have to pay anything. You know, we're going to be teaching how to do canning. I think we're going to do some cold pack with beef and chicken, and we're also probably going to can and water bath some peaches and another vegetable so people can see. We usually don't do 4-hour classes, but because we're doing pressure canning and the time involved, it's going to be a longer class, and nobody has to pay a thing. So we don't charge for anything.
That is awesome because I think that a lot of people are starting to get into canning. I mean, look at glass jars. Ball was having a horrible time keeping things stocked on Amazon because so many people are getting into canning now. And it's amazing that, you know, people always consider, oh, you know, we can can some peaches or some fruit. You can can anything.
Yep. So, and the price of food's going up. So buy it while you can and store it. And that's one way of storing it. And it's unlike freeze dried or something. You don't need any more water. This is stuff that's ready to eat if you need to.
And
so you can just warm it up and go.
And you've got juices to cook with and everything like that too. So again, CV Preppers, free canning class.
Yep.
When is it?
It's September 18th. It's a Saturday. And it's at 88 Cups in Minden. It's on Lucerne. And it's from 10 o'clock till 2. So it's a 4-hour class.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to get a lot of people asking me about that. So send me that information.
I will. And if you go to cvpreppers.com, it's posted up on there. So,
I'll just send people there.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, we don't charge for anything. It's just about information.
Absolutely.
We want everybody to be prepared and have food and be ready. It helps everybody.
It really does. All right. Mike, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time today. Always super information. Here's where we go from here. Look at what's going on around us. I just received this text actually in the last, meant to get to it sooner, 40 minutes. Please call me M for privacy reasons. My spouse works at Patagonia at the 4th Street warehouse. Let me know that they just got out of a meeting. All employees have until November 5th to get the jab, or they will be let go. We're already in the mindset we're not going to take the jab. Pretty upset about it. Been working there for 15 years. But we both agree, not taking the jab is more important than a job. Thank you so much for sending me that. So think about that. Think about that if you're thinking about buying anything that says Patagonia on it. They are forcing all of their employees to take an experimental jab when there are therapeutics out there, when there are things that can cure COVID flu, COVID pneumonia. There are prophylactics. You've got hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin. Ivermectin that the media is trying to push out as a horse dewormer. Kiss my horse's you-know-what. Ivermectin has been used for decades. Right now, refugees coming to this country are given it. Stop listening to the media about your health. Talk to actual doctors that do research. Talk to the doctors who believe in practicing medicine, not practicing protocols sent down by administrators. I just lost a listener because of that. I lost Terry because he spent too much time in the hospital and wasn't being treated. Remember these companies. Remember these companies who are putting their profits above your health. Please do your research. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and boycott these companies. You can make up your own mind. But for everybody who's sitting on the fence, it's time for you to get off that fence and make a decision. Look at Israel. Israel has like a 86% vaccination rate. The most vaccinated country in the world. And yet still, people are getting sick. It's so bad that the CDC had to go in and change the definition of vaccination. They took out the word immunity. Vaccines don't give you immunity to these diseases. Vaccines now give you support from being really sick. The variants are being caused by the shots. God gave you an immune system. Learn how to use it. But we've got companies out there. We've got corporations. Yeah, yeah, it's a local shop, but that doesn't mean that it's not a corporation that is being controlled and manipulated by the government. That's all there is to it. The states being manipulated by politicians like Governor Sisolak. You do this or you don't get any relief funds. You do this, you don't get any money. You make a seatbelt law or you don't get any money. You raise the legal limit of driving under the influence or you don't get any money. Oh, I'm sorry, not raise, lower. Or you don't get any money. Our laws are being manipulated by threat, intimidation, coercion over money. It's not about you. It hasn't been about you in a long time. A long, long time. Decades, if not even a century. It's about control. How far do we have to be pushed? How far do you have to be pushed before you say no more? You don't have to be a open carry, flag waving patriot to understand that your rights and your freedoms are being removed. And there is something tragic coming our way that is going to lock it down to remove even more of your freedoms. Because people will give up anything in the guise, under the guise of safety, of being safe. Because that's how many weak people are out there. Don't be weak. God made you fearless. He made you strong. You can handle this. You are the light. Don't let them squelch it. Take a deep breath and let's work together. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. No subject is off limits. And one of the biggest subjects that we have right now is the Constitution. The Constitution, our Bill of Rights. A lot of people have read those two things. A lot of people, politicians, have not. But what you need to read along with it is the Federalist Papers. So I want to prepare you for Constitution Day. Did you know that there's actually a day that we celebrate the Constitution? I know because it happens to be my birthday. September 17th. Of course, this one's a little bit older than I am. So. And it's not holding up as good. Celebrate Constitution Day, September 17th at 4 p.m. the Nevada State Capitol in Carson City. Let's come together and celebrate what makes our nation so unique and so incredible that it's worth fighting for. Now, doing something a little different on Constitution Day, September 17th, which is Friday, next Friday. Not this coming Friday, the 10th. Next Friday, the 17th. We're kind of doing away with the regular show. And Sean Meehan will be joining me for the entire show. And we're going to talk nothing but Constitution. It is your opportunity to call into the show if you have any questions about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Federalist Papers, and we're going to go down some certain things, elections. You remember all these things that the federal government is pushing. These are supposed to be decisions that are made by us on the state level. And we need to get those decisions back. We need to take control once again and get rid of this over-bloated, oversized, maniacal, tyrannical government. It's we the people. It's not we the govern. It's we the people. So, put that on your calendar. But remember, if you miss it, well, I'll be disappointed that you didn't call in, but we'll have it in the podcast as well. You can all find all of the podcasts at 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. You can also find the majority of the subjects that I talk about under the week of. So you'll see everything listed out there. So if there's a video or a sound clip that I played that you can't remember but you wanted to share, go on to my webpage at 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. And you can also answer the poll question there. The poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you think the American military will once again reinvade Afghanistan? Because Lindsey Graham is already, in an interview with the BBC, is already laying out the groundwork. Isn't that interesting? But how do you get the American people on board? You scare the hell out of them, meaning that something is coming. Something is coming down the pike that will once again be used against you to convince you to give up your freedoms. This is a problem. But this is how manipulation works. First, fear. Do this or something bad will happen. Flattery. Do this and you're a good person. Bribery. Do this and I will do something for you. Violence. Do this or else. Right now, we're still at step three. But think about it. Everything I just mentioned. Fear. We had the fear put into us that COVID is killing indiscriminately. It's taking out hundreds of thousands, millions of people. Didn't turn out that way. It's not the truth. Flattery. Do this and you're a good person. Well, we kind of heard it the other way. If you don't do it, you're selfish. So if you do it, you're a good person. You're doing it for the community. You're doing it for grandma and grandpa. Bribery. How many people won scholarships? Won thousands of dollars of your money? In a vaccination lottery in this state where we're not supposed to have lotteries? Violence. Do this or else. We see concentration camps popping up. Oh, they call them vaccination camps to keep the vaccinated safe from the unvaccinated. Well, that's funny because the vaccinated aren't safe. Even Fauci has come out and said that. So who are they really for? I'll see you there because I'm not stopping. It's the Monica Jay Show. God bless.